You're listening to SBS News.
Iqbal Yan protected Aung San Suu Kyi during the long fight for democracy. Now the National League for Democracy leader is again at the mercy of the military. He believes she will face another long battle for freedom.
The military will do anything to jail her. We don't know what they'll plot next. I'm worried that she will be jailed for many years.
When the military seized power 3 weeks ago, Aung San Suu Kyi was detained and charged with illegally importing walkie-talkies. She was supposed to be released on Wednesday, but has since been charged with violating the country's natural disaster law. Mr. Lian says the junta will continue its attempts to provide a legal veneer for her detention. It's a tactic they've used in the past. But Ms. Suu Kyi, he believes, will be quietly planning her next move.
This is the best time for her to prepare and rest. She always says they can arrest me for 10 years or 15 years. I have so many books. She won't waste her time.
Calls to free Myanmar's democratically elected leader are growing louder by the day, both inside the country and abroad, including in Australia.
Australian Burmese are with them, and we are in this together, are we? Yes.
A Justice for Myanmar event in Sydney this week was attended by dozens from the local Burmese community. At exactly 8 p.m, they pounded pots and pans, just as the people in Myanmar have been doing each night since the coup.
Shock. In disbelief. Most of all, heartbroken. To see the demise of our once peaceful country, which has now fallen into the hands of tyrants.
Organiser Sophia Sarkis knows what it's like to live under military rule in Myanmar.
There is a military, truck came and start shooting to all the students that peacefully protesting. They all sitting and they die like right in front of my eyes, you know.
That was in 1988, a year where mass pro-democracy demonstrations across Myanmar resulted in the deaths of thousands. Ms. Sarkis was 11 years old. She and her family fled to Australia soon after. Now the people are back on the streets waging the same fight. Ms. Sarkis says she fears this latest uprising could end the same way it did 33 years ago.
It's like a reliving 1988. This military is ruthless, brutal, and they will do anything to take back the country.
The expatriate community, including Iqbal Lian, continues to demand Australia join the United States, New Zealand, the UK and Canada in imposing sanctions on military officials.
I'm very angry. For many years, our leaders and the people have been working hard to reach the goal of democracy.
The Department of Foreign Affairs has been contacted but is yet to respond. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.